Mills.
That's a foul.
Good on you, Patty. Mills for three. Got it. Patty Mills just sizzling. Six on the shot clock. He's got Robin Lopez out there. Mills. Oh, mama. Good day, baby. In your face, Robin.
NBA Straya. Hey, gang. That's right. It's NBA Straya. It's Wednesday, January 8th. All day. Seriously. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to sling me that sweet, sweet booze money. And I'm here in Chateau de l'Amour Studios Lawn, Victoria, Australia. Nice. Giving you the lowdown on who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, of course. Who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today? The short list at the moment. Breaking down, wrapping up every little bit of NBA action for you. While repping Straya. Just a little bit, mate. That's what we do here. Unless we take shit not too seriously. We'll leave that to the nerds. So today, awesome couple of days of NBA stuff to wrap for you today. It was 2011 day today, apparently. With a Carmelo Anthony game winner, the D-Rose takeover, CP3's running amok. It's amazing. Unreal stuff. Anyway, so we'll get into that with the game wraps and all the usual dumbassery. That's not an eyeball, mate. No, mates. Spud of the night, pants of the evening, better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's there's the unpopular opinion of the day, and there's Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up a flame-grilled take. Also got a bit of a Shane Hill shoot your shot, light him up award. And a pick and preview for all the games tomorrow and Friday. Nice. That's brought to you by faceup.com.au. Go to faceup.com.au/NBA Australia for some sweet NBA odds. And we're going to finish off today's show with a brand new Rowdy's Reco. Nice one. That's a good one. That's Life Hacks with Ryan Brockhoff. It's a big show. Let's bloody well get to it. NBA Australia episode 385. Let's go.
This is Matthew Dellavedova, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack!
You better! Especially if you're LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Shaq's coming after him. Talking shit. What else should we watch out for? A bit more knee surgery for Blake Griffin. Better watch out for a bit of the flying. Well, basically, dude's nuts in your face if you're Tristan Thompson. Better watch out for that, you know, as usual. All right, daily whip around. That's how we start every show here at NBA Australia. A bit of news. A lot of news, in fact. Got a lot of shit going on. As mentioned, Blake Griffin. Seemingly done for the year after a bit of surgery there on his left knee. See ya. Ouch. Detroit. This fucking sucks, doesn't it? Brutal scenes there in Detroit. I mean, imagine if you've got season tickets, you just sit there going, oh, great. Not only do we have Reggie Jackson on this team, but he's been out. Now Blake's out. We've got a bunch of Duckman, Luke Kennard, and Andre Drummond to watch for the rest of the season. Fantastic. Here we come, number 7 pick in the draft. Oh. What else is news? Marquise Chris. That's right. The man once described by moi as having all the basketball IQ of a beach umbrella. He got cut. It's a bit sad. It's been a pretty good year for Golden State. D'Angelo Russell wasn't happy on IG. Had a bunch of those snorty emojis. Sure. And then a sweary emoji at the end. To be fair, it's more because the Golden State Warriors have to do a bunch of weird shit to sort of get a couple of their two-way dudes up because they've run out of days for a couple of those guys because they've had no one to fucking play for them all season because of all the injuries. So who knows? He might end up there again. Just don't know. There's a bit of a couple of reports. I don't know if I hit on this the other day. I don't think I did. But Darren Collison might come back. He's like, oh, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. So I'm going to go fuck off and like retire. I'm 31. And I don't need your money. He spent fucking 2 months with the family. He's like, oh, this fucking sucks. I want to go play for the Lakers. which checks out. I'd do the same. I love spending time with the fam. Isn't it great? Aww. I'm just more like Darren Collison going, can make millions of dollars or I can do God stuff. I can do it in 4 years' time, whatever. Speaking of the Lakers, well, he's also looking at the Clippers. So he's like, fuck it. I've spent a whole bunch of time in Indiana. How about I go hang out back in LA? I was there with the Clippers for a bit. Fuck yeah. Nice. The Lakers are also reportedly trying to build up a bit of an offer, a bit of a trade offer for Robert Covington. Apparently consisting of Kyle Kuzma, Quinn Cook, and Boogie Cousins. But Minnesota are like, yeah, nah, I'm good. Which makes sense. that's a good one. Anyway, look. Lakers, Covington, I don't know, a little bit more of a traditional 3-and-D dude instead of Kuz, who does the 3, not much of the D. Out there looking like fucking Slim Shady. Anyway, Lakers, cool. Covington's going to be fucking wanted by everybody. And if Kuzma and Cousins gets it done on Quinn Cook, maybe the Minnesota Timberwolves kick the stars on that a little bit. Apparently, according to Woj and Zach Lowe, the NBA are now just like, wait a second. No prick who's in charge of shit likes the idea of us reseeding the 4 conference finalists when they're going to change all those league stuff. You know, bring in that mid-season tournament and whatnot. And they're like, right, can you fuck off that reseeding shit? We'll talk about all the other stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's sad. I'll talk about that later. But anyway, find out about that stuff in April with the Board of Governors meeting, aka the owners meetings. Governors. I can't call them owners. That's like slave stuff. What else? D-Wade, the Heat are going to retire Dwayne Wade. He's number 3 jersey over a 3-day ceremony. See what they did there? Not bad. February 21 to 23. That just basically means that there'll be enough of a window for LeBron to come visit his buddy. Isn't that nice? Anthony Davis turned down a 4-year, $142 million extension from the Lakers. No shit. We'll talk about that later, but it just makes sense. Shaq is out there talking shit, saying that he and Kobe in their primes could beat LeBron and AD. Interesting. We'll talk about that later as well. And look, the big thing for the NBA and Australia and the Aussie players, this is NBA Australia after all. The National Basketball Association Players Association announced that all 9 of the Aussie players, Big Simo, Ben Simmons, King Deli of Maribara and Canada, first of his name, Smasher of Tins, Patty Thrills, Patty Mills, Jinglin' Joe Ingles, Son of Bruce, Jonah Bolden, Ryan Rowdy, Brockoff, Kung Fu Thon McCur, Aaron Bangers, Baines, Dante Sexsmart are all partnering with the Unions Foundation and the NBA. They're going to contribute over $1 million towards relief and recovery efforts for the bushfires here in Australia. So that's fucking grouse. Great job, Simo, Patty, Jingles, Bangers, Rowdy, Thon, Dante, Deli, everybody. That's fucking amazing. Good shit. Love it. Nice one. All right, let's do some game wraps. 2 days. We're going to fly through this because I want to go over swim. the Magic beat the Nets because the Nets are shit. 101-89. The Nets came back from 16 down in this one. Take a lead. 78-76 in the fourth. And then let them score 25-11 to close out. The Magic. Are you kidding? I don't know. Joe Harris, Spencer Dinwiddie had 16 each. The 6th straight game they'd lost. They lost again today. 7. The Magic, 7 dudes scored in double figures. But the big story was Markelle Fultz, 25 points, career high. He shredded. Unreal. DJ Augustine at 16-5 as well. That's some good point guard defense, Nets. Magic, 17-20. The Nets, after that loss, was 16-19. 16-20 now. Anyway. OKC lost in Philly. This was a really fun game. I don't know if you watched this. OKC would touch all game, kept right in it. Philly, look, you've got to be heartened if you're a Philly fan that they had the stones to eke this one out. 121-13, OKC just kept coming and coming and coming and coming, right fucking just straight at him. Never back down, never stop, never settle, you know? Dennis Schröder, I am German Kronda, had 21 points. The Roots, Rooster, didn't look at Lenari, had 18. And Chris Paul had 18, 8, and 6. But, you know, Shy had a bit of a Shy Red of Gilgeous Alexander, a bit of a night off. But the other guys stepped up. They were good. It was awesome. Philly, Richo. When Josh Richardson's on one for Philly, fuck, they're hard to beat. He went 9 of 17 for 23 points. Big Simo, Ben Simmons at 15, 17, and 8. No, 17, 15, and 8. 18, 9, and 8 for and a busted-ass finger. Did you see that for Joel Embiid? Fuck. Dislocate the shit out of him, mate. Big Simo looked like he was going to spew. 18 for the never-nude Tobias Harris as well. Look, not a bad game. Fun game. You know, heartening if you're a Philly fan. 20 and 16 OKC, we were then. Philly 24 and 14. 17 and 2 at home at that point. Indy beat Charlotte 115-104. No El Presidente Malcolm Brogdon with a back injury. No problems for Indy. Charlotte scary Terry Rozier had 28. 22 for Devontae Graham as well. Fuck, I love Devontae. But for Indy, it was the TJ Warren. Empty 36 points. He got to 36 points without hitting a fucking three. He is amazing. I hate him so much, but I love him so much. That's great. Anyway, 18, 12, and 7 for the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis. Oh, yeah, I love the combination meat. Thanks, Domantas. A bit easy on the tomatoes, extra lettuce, some extra garlic sauce. Thanks, bro. 18, 12, and 7. Fucking smashing it. Charlotte dropped to 15 and 24. Indy, 23 and 14. Washington beat the Boston Celtics 99-94, which was fucking hilarious. Boston never led in this game. They didn't have Kemba, and you're like, oh, but Jimmy, that's pretty bad. But yeah, Washington had no deep breath. Brad Beal, John Wall, Rui Hachimura, Thomas Kobe Bryant, Davis Bertans, and Mo Wagner. And they won. Are you fucking kidding? Boston, you're shit. Jaylen Brown, 23 and 12. Jason Tatum shot 8 of 20. Kobe for 17 points. Tasty ratio. 10 and 10 for Gordo. Make Australia great again. Hayward, 4 of 11 shooting. Jesus. No one else did shit. For the Wiz, Isaiah Thomas, the King, the fourth. Bit of a revenge game, kind of 17 and 3 for him. But it was Ish Smith getting MVP chance. Can you believe that? 27 points, 12 of 18 shooting. He was unreal. Troy Brown Jr. was amazing too, 15. Jordan McRae at 19. Boston dropped to 25 and 9. Washington, 12 and 24. They are a shit show, but they beat the Celtics. Amazing stuff. Denver, this was a fun game too. 123 beat Atlanta in Atlanta, 115. Denver really never felt comfortable. A couple of big shots down the stretch. Jammin' Jamal, Will the Thrill, Joker, and just kept Atlanta at bay. Trae Young at 29 and 12. Kevin Huerta rocked up finally. 22 points for him. Joker put up a line and a half. 47 points for the big Serb on Serbian Christmas. Fucking brilliant. 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 assists, 2 steals and a block. 28 for Will the Thrill. Atlanta at 8 and 29. An absolute basket case. Denver, 25 and 11. Utah controversially beat the New Orleans Pelicans, who were the Pelicans in this one, 128-126. Rudy Gobert's the stuff that were seemingly blocked Brandon Spindles Ingram's like game tying attempt with like no time remaining. The ref's like, nah, that was clean. No foul called. Can't review it. Elvin Gentry doesn't do shit. Game over. We look at the replay. Rudy beats the absolute fucking shit out of his wrist. Like, oh, wrist is part of the ball, bro. I mean, wait. I think hand is part of the ball. I don't know if, like, your forearm and wrist are, though. And then the NBA came out and went, oh, yeah, we probably should have called a foul there. Pelicans like, yeah, thanks a lot, fuckheads. Spindles at 35, 23 for JJ Redick. Got a podcast with Zion Williamson tomorrow. JJ, nice one. Lonzo, continue his world-beating run. 21 points. He was awesome. 8 rebounds, 7 assists, only 1 turnover. Good on you, Lonzo. I'm loving this. Contrary to popular opinion, when Lonzo does well, it makes me happy. Because it's way more fun to talk about people who compare to him and who's better than Lonzo Ball than, like, literally fucking picking a name out of a hat. For the Yaz, I believe it's a Soft J, Bojan Bogdanovic. Amazing stat line. 35-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0. No other stats other than 35 points. Incredible. Jingling Joe Ingles, 22 points in 28 minutes. He was on one. Rudy Gobert, is that what they were? 9-19. Donovan Mitchell had 19 points as well. Jazz, just kind of cruising along, winning a kajillion fucking games. Good on him. Way to go, Yaz. They're 24 and 12. New Orleans, 12 and 25. Still not out of the playoffs, though. Come back soon, Zion. There are reports about Zion as well. He'll be back maybe in a couple weeks. Fucking sweet. 5-on-5 practice. Let's do it. Let's go. The Bucks lost to the Spurs in one of the weirdest fucking games you'll ever see. 126-104. Patty Thrills went fucking ham. Bucks shot 40% and let the Spurs shoot 51%. Now, I'm no math magician, but that's not good. 24 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals for Giannis. 0-5 from 3, but yeah, that's not good. 15 of 16 shots for Chris O'Middleton. Also not good. What are you doing? The Spurs, they went 19 of 35 from downtown. That's good. In fact, it's a season high. They hit 18 four games ago against Detroit. Top that, hit 19. Unreal. DeMar even hit one. DeRozan there, 25 points for him. LaMarcus Spud Aldridge, 17 points. But Patty Thrills blew the game open. 21 points, 6 of 10 from 3. It was fucking great. Milwaukee dropped the 32 and 6. That's their first loss since Christmas. San Antonio, 15 and 20. The Bulls lost to the Mavericks because they're shit. 118-110. Luka Doncic had a 21-point third quarter because he's a fucking gun. For the Bulls, Larry, that's a girl's name. Markkanen had 26 points. Zachy Cakes, Adam Levine had 20 points on 23 shots.
Classic.
And Thomas Santoranti gave away 14 dimes. Nice. For the Mavs, no extreme zinger meal.
Extreme zinger meal.
No problem. Luka Doncic, 38 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. He was a fucking... unbelievable. He was absolutely unbelievable in this game. 14 of 24 from the floor, 5 of 10 from downtown. 16 for Dwight Powell, assistant to the regional manager. 15 points in 21 minutes for Hardaway the Lesser as well. Back from his hammy strain on a minutes restriction, crushed it. Chicago, 13 and 24. Dallas, 23 and 13. Warriors got shit pumped by the Kings. 111-98 in Sacramento. This is a bit of a laugher. No D'Lo, no Draymond. Chris got cut straight after he played. At 8 points, 5 rebounds, whatever. Golden State were led by Little Big Dog. Glenn Robinson, the little boy, 16 points. Big Willie Cauley Stein style at 8, 9, 5, 2, and 1. Just a bunch of random numbers. Sacramento, Diaza and Buddy Hill both had 21. 18 for Harry Barnes, Black Falcon, and Trevor Ariza's veteran presence. Good job, Sacramento. They had a massive win again today as well. Golden State, 9-29. Sacramento, 14-23. And then today, Detroit beat the Cavs. We had an amazing array of games today. Everything was super close until the very last game of the day. 115-113, Detroit come back and win this game against the Cavs. Cavs shit the bed in the fourth quarter. Kevin Love's absolutely shredding. Dally's out there dropping dimes like it ain't no thing. And then they just stopped playing. They didn't play Dally in the fourth quarter and they fucking lost. Cavs, that's what you get. That's what you get when you mess with the Warrior. And D-Rose took over in the fourth, shredded it. 31-18 fourth quarter for Detroit. Amazing. Kevin Love for the Cavs. He had 30 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 of 6 from downtown. See, that's how you get traded, Kev. Not fucking bitching and moaning and flinging bullet passes at your teammates, you dickhead. And look, Timmy Ferry came out and apologized for being a cockhead. So good on you, Kevo. Nice one. 20 for the Sex Man, 17 for Chetty the Jedi, and Cavs are shit. Pistons, D-Rose, 24 points on 9-21 shooting, won the game in the fourth quarter, basically assisted or scored most of their buckets down the stretch. 23-20-5 for Andre Drummond. Amazing. But how good Sekou Doumbouya? 15 points for him. He's a fucking beast. Put his nuts right in Tristan Thompson's gob. Cleveland, 10-27. Detroit dropped to moved to 14-24. Cleveland, you're a disappointment.
Cleveland!
That's right. Portland beat the Raptors on an amazing Carmelo Anthony. Game winner, 101-99. Absolutely insane game. Portland were out of this. The Raps had it. It was over. Bang! Fourth quarter, Melo and Dame start hitting everything. Threes fucking coming from nowhere. Dame's three to tie it up was absolutely fucking next level. 3.3 seconds left. Melo's hit a mid-range jumper, top of the key, basically at the foul line, after they sent a quick hedging double to CJ McCollum, who couldn't hit the fucking side of a barn in this game. The recovery of the defense couldn't quite get there in time. I think it was Chris Bobby Boucher. Couldn't quite recover to Melo in time. Dame's man had to stick like glue to him. So Melo's just like fucking gave him a shrug of the shoulder, got to the foul line, rose up. Nails the game winner. Absolutely insane. So good. For the Raps, Big Buddha Car, Larry at 24-10. Serge Ibaka at 17-11. The Blazers, Melo. Melo, is it me you're looking for? 28 points, 5 of 8 from deep. He was fucking awesome. Dame went ham in the second half. 18 points in the second half. Amazing stuff. He had 20 points, 9 assists overall. As mentioned, CJ McCollum was shit ass. 5 of 19 for 10 points. 0 of 6 from downtown. Why did he even have the ball? Like, I mean, they doubled Dame basically trying to inbound the ball. So CJ's like, oh, fuck, I've got the ball. And they quickly send a weird double team over to him. So what's he going to do? Miss another fucking shot? Mello hits the game winner. 14 points, 16 rebounds, a massive 7 blocks, including one late that basically saved the game for Wingen Hassan Whiteside. That was pretty good. On your Wingen Hassan. Portland win one. In Toronto. Did not expect this. 16-22. Toronto dropped to 24-13. OKC beat the Brooklyn Nets 111-103. Both teams on a back-to-back in overtime in Brooklyn. This was fucked. The Nets are shit. Both on a back-to-back. Nets led for the entire fourth quarter until OKC just went, fuck yeah. And CP3 just went, fuck yeah. 20 points in the fourth quarter and overtime. Takeover from CP3. This was awesome. Sweet baby carrots. My baby carrots LeVert. He's back from his busted thumb. Scored 16 points in the second half in only 22 minutes. And he sat the entire overtime. Because the Nets were like, oh, he's on a minutes restriction. And a busted fucking thumb, you idiots. It's not his knee. It's not his calf. It's not a hammy. I mean, he was fucking spinning flames. Spencer Dinwiddie couldn't do shit. 14 points and 6 of 21 shooting for Dinwiddie. He took literally every fucking shot in overtime. He went 0 of 6 from 3. He's a spud. He fucked up as well at the end of fucking goddamn regulation by missing the free throw. The Nets... ugh, I'm going to talk about him again later. Anyway, go the fro, straight killed everybody. He killed the rim like it was fucking Gabriel Union seeing Dwayne Wade. 12-7, tore in the Red Bull pins, 21-8 for him. OKC, though, CP3 was incredible. 28 points, 20 of them, as mentioned, in the fourth and overtime. Shai Redder had 22, hit an amazing pull-up jumper in overtime. He was great. 18 rebounds for Stephen Umsbrew as well. Brooklyn have lost 7 straight there, 16-20. OKC at 21-16. Memphis beat Minnesota 119-112. Biggest Grizzlies comeback this year. They're down 14 points and just plugged away. Tied it up to start the fourth. And as so often happens, looked like they were toast. Run out of gas. Minnesota get back up was like 7 or 8. And then bang, Memphis just went, right, fuck ya. Ja Morant, Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. just went, all right, we'll just fuck. We'll score. That sounds good. For the Wolves, they were led by Jarrett Cutler and they won. It was crazy. It was awesome. Dylan Brooks, handy. Ja hit a big shot late. Oh. He's fucking amazing. Like, minigame all the way back there within, like, 3. And Ja Morant just went, oh, nah, it's all good. I'll just drive the lane. Amazing layup. Back up 4 or 5, and away you go. Wolves, Jarrett Culver looking good. 24 points, the rookie. 8 of 11 shooting, 3 of 5 from downtown. 5 rebounds, 2 steals. We go! Thanks for coming, Maple Jordan. 15 points. Yeah, no cat. Oh, better step up, we go. Yeah, how's that fucking... first month and a half of the season going now, Wigo. That was a fucking distant memory now. No, Andrew Wiggins has turned a corner. Nope, still Andrew Wiggins. Robert Covington, Lord Robert Covington, 17 points, and El Jefe Green. No, El Jefe Teague. Green's out of the fucking... yeah, he's been waived. 18.6 assists for Teague. The Grizz, Ja Morant, 25.7 assists, 12 of 18 shooting. He was awesome. And Triple J, 21.7 rebounds. Both huge in the fourth. Scored a combined 22. Dylan Brooks had 28 points as well. Great shit. Minnesota 14-22. Memphis 16-22. Who pegged fucking Memphis being better at this point of the year than Minnesota? Amazing. Sacramento beat Phoenix. The Suns were up 21 and blew this. 114-103. Classic Suns. I don't know, man. I don't know. Sacramento on a back-to-back going into Phoenix. Phoenix should be sitting there going, are we good? Yes. Well, we should beat this team. Unfortunately, the Suns aren't good and did not. Wow. They took Buddy Hield out, basically, the Kings out, and then they just decided to start winning. It was hilarious. Dwayne, dead man, was Dwayne, alive man. Looks older than shit, but still hadn't been on the court in fucking ages. Gets the tap on the shoulder in this one. Comes out, kills it. They don't win this without his energy. He has 12-10. He was fucking astounding. Great shit, Dwayne, dead man. For the Suns, Booker had 34. Ayton had 21-9. Kelly Oubre had 17. Devin Booker, highest defensive rating on the team, lowest defensive rating on the Suns. Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Interesting stuff.
That's right. De'Aaron Fox at 27-6. Buddy Hield, 16 points on 4 of 6 from downtown. And Belly Bleacher chucked in 19 as well. Our good Serbian Christmas. 14-22, Phoenix. 14-23, Sacramento. Fascinating. And finally, the Lakers shit-pumped the Knicks, 117-87. Bobby Portis tried to kill the notorious KCP with a horrible fighting Bobby Portis, fighting around the world, fucking just clocked him as he went up for a layup. Bobby Portis just sized him up, went, oh, I'm going to punch that prick in the head. Bobby Portis, crazy ass. Classic. AD also went hard down hard on his back in the third quarter. Dwight Howard's licking his lips when he saw that. He's like, ooh. Yeah, going down hard on your back. Ooh, watch out. Took the air out of this one. The fucking clock went out. It was wild. Anyway, horrible game. Randall, revenge! 15 points on 16 shots. Not quite revengey there. Julius, 10 rebounds. RJ Barrett had 19, but no one else did shit for the Knicks. Lakers, 31 points and 6 made threes from LeBron James. 16 for Kuz, looking like the real Slim Shady. And 15 points from the notorious KCP. The New York City Knickerbockers of New York City are now 10 and 26. The Lakers, 29-7. Love it. All right, let's do some awards for today. Let's do that. Does that sound good? That sounds like a great idea, Jimmy. Press the button.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That is a knife. The NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night. Got a couple. What do you reckon? D Rose, 24 points, 7 assists, 9 of 21 shooting, won the game in the fourth quarter for the Detroit Basketball Pistons. He was fucking awesome. If you get a chance, just go watch like the second half of this wild, weird Cavs-Pistons game because it was fun as shit. D-Rose is incredible. Carmelo Anthony, game winner, 28 points. Absolutely insane shit against the Raptors. That was awesome. The three he hit with about 2 minutes left as well was just as important as the game winner because they were dead and buried. And then the sort of comeback, here we go, bang, watch out. Because I think like maybe Boucher hit a corner three as well. And the Raptors were like, ah, no, we're good. We're settling. It's fine. And then Melo came back, hits a three. Dame hits his massive three later. Just insane stuff. Really good. And obviously CP3, 20 points in the fourth and overtime to kill Brooklyn. But Luka Doncic, 38 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. That's his NBA leading 11th triple-double of the season. And he's scored at least 20 and a quarter for the second time this season as well in that game. And Nikola Jokic, hello, 47 points. For the Nugs. Absolutely insane shit. 16 of 25 from the floor. 4 of 8 from downtown. 8 rebounds. 5 assists. 2 steals and a block. Not bad for a bloke who looks like he's a fucking bouncer at the Wangaratta Hotel. Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Bojan Bogdanovic, 35 points and no other stats. Like, that's how your old mate, like, when you get back to, like, the locker room after that game, it's like, oh, yeah, thanks for your help, Bojan.
What do you mean? I get no rebounds, no assists, no steals, no blocks?
Nah, you didn't, mate.
Oh, but they score 35 points.
Yeah, every time, like, you're definitely old mate, no mates, when quite literally every time you get the ball, you shoot it. It's the Jamal Crawford special, the TJ Warren special. Points and nothing else. The Andrew Wiggins train. I love that shit. Great job, Bojan. Great job. Nah, but they all love him, so that's good. Spud of the night.
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. I mentioned Washington beat the shit out of Boston. A lot of that to do was with Marcus Smart. Goes 3 of 14 from the field to smat 3 of 10 from downtown. Absolutely insane. 3 of 10. 3 of 14 overall. On you. Thanks for coming, Marcus. Brad Wanamaker went 0 of 6 in that game as well. They, Boston, like, that's, so their big holes are clearly big man, starting fucking caliber center. Dwayne Dedmon, perhaps. Andre Drummond, perhaps. They can't afford him. Alex Lynn? I don't know. Jesus. And backup point guard. Wanamaker's shit. But really, spot of the night, Spencer Dinwiddie. I mentioned this earlier. Missed a tech free throw with like 10 seconds left because old mate fucking Dennis Schroeder, German Rondo, caused a foul before the ball was inbounded. And obviously, that means you get a free throw, tech foul, and you get the ball back. So there's 10 seconds left in the fucking game. It's tied up. Spencer Dinwiddie, he hits that free throw there. They go up one, it's game over because basically fucking the Thunder are then going to have to foul because they'd be down by one with 10 seconds left. And the Nets would have to inbound the ball, wait for the foul, hit a couple of free throws. Eventually they would have won. But Spencer Dinwiddie misses the tech free throw and then the Nets fucking lose. And so goes the goddamn losing streak. Spud of the night, Spencer Dinwiddie. Pantsick of the night. Boston, all of Boston, losing to Washington without Brad Beal is funny as shit, but not even just Brad Beal is missing. Rui Hachimura. I mean, fucking hell. They were missing Davis Bertans, Mo Wagner. I mean, the fucking lineup was Jan Mahinmi, Ian Mahinmi, Lil Glove, Gary Payton Jr., the Mitten, Jordan McRae, Isaac, I'd call him Bonga, and Isaiah Thomas, the King the Fourth, Ish Smith, Garrett Matthews, Admiral Schofield, Andre Pashnik's Troy Brown. That's the team that beat Boston, who were just without Kemba Walker. That's fucking wild, Celtics. You should be ashamed of yourself, basically. And also, finally, pantsing of the night, really, Tristan Thompson. Like, Sekou Doumbouya, booyah, put his nuts literally in your face, mate. Like, that's a pantsing where, like, the art teacher, like, you're just, like, standing at your locker or something in the year 10 fucking hallway and the art teacher dacks you. Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Thompson. Fuck. All right, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody? I mean, he kind of is coming for everybody. Do you reckon he'd come into the pros, now can be average? Well, apparently he decided he could be for the first 3-4 years of his fucking career. But anyway, yesterday, drops 21 points, 8 of 14 yesterday. 8 of 14 shooting, 4 of 6 from downtown, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, only 1 turnover, crushing it of late. I said that in Monday's show. He's basically averaging 24 points over his last 3 or 4 games. Yeah, keeping it up. That's awesome. But better than Lonzo Ball. Come on, man. Ja Morant, 25 points, 7 assists, 12 of 18 shooting. That's better than Lonzo. 4 rebounds, 4th quarter takeover for the win. Don't forget, Lonzo's team still lost. And Markel Fultz back, baby. Career high, 25 points versus the Nets. Also better than Lonzo. Also just a nice story. I also love people going, oh, Markel Fultz is so brave. Oh, he's so brave for coming back. It's like, he's just, what? How's he brave? He's getting paid millions of dollars to play fucking basketball. And he sort of sat out like basically 2 fucking years because he's like, oh, my shoulder hurts. Like, what? How's he brave? Oh, people saying bad things about him. Yeah, fuck, mate. People can say shit about me. If you want to give me millions of bucks, I'm pretty sure I'll be okay with it. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's do some yeah-nahs right after this.
This is Mitch Creek, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Right, let's do some yeah nahs. I'm going to take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether more yeah or more nah. Will we be like, you know, alive tomorrow, perhaps? Iran versus fucking USA. Ooh, shit. Yeah, nah, hopefully. Fuck. Anyway, but real talk, fucking stay safe, everybody. Tell you what. Anyway, number one, is it Brett Brown's fault that Ben Simmons doesn't shoot more threes like he said? Yeah, nah. Nah. So Brett Brown came out and said, I've failed as a coach. It's on me. He should be shooting more threes. I shouldn't have, like, basically thrown it out there. I should be doing better. It's like, well, yeah, nah. It's still, like, Brett Brown can't run on the court and shoot the fucking thing for Simo, can he? But also, maybe, kind of, yeah, he could be, like, scheming plays better for Simo. I mean, watching, like, the Philly offense really does feel like there's not a giant plan a lot of the time. But, I don't know, it's not Brett Brown's fault. Anyway, Simo, just shoot some fucking threes, go on. Next up, would Shaq and Kobe in their primes beat LeBron and Anthony Davis? Yeah, nah, oh, this is fucking gross. I go back and forth on this. I like Kobe versus LeBron. And I mean, have fun guarding AD on the perimeter there, Shaq. But I mean, at the same time, also have fucking fun guarding Shaq in the post, AD. What do you reckon? I tend to think like Shaq and Kobe are both complete fucking psychos, which means they'd probably win this because they just like look at those two fucking shrinking violets in LeBron and Anthony Davis and go, oh yeah, fuck these Pabs. Look at these two pair of pussy ass bitches. We're going to fucking smash them. That's exactly what would happen, right? So. Yeah, checks out. Shaq and Kobe, give it to me. Next up, is the Anthony Davis extension with the Lakers thing at all important? Yeah, nah, nah, fuck nah. That was a 4-year, $146 million max extension. He waits to be a free agent. He signs a 5-year, $202 million contract. He can do a 2+1 to get to 2 years. Yeah, he was never going to sign that extension. Everyone knew it, so that's not even news. Finally, and more importantly, and more sadly, is this it for Blake Griffin? Another knee surgery? Yeah, nah. I mean, as a relevant superstar, yeah, it kind of is, isn't it? Like, this is fucking sad. I mean, he's 30 soon. That's fucking crazy. But as a player, look, nah, but still, he'll be floating around. His playmaking's good enough. He's just, he's a good enough shooter now. But what a fall from grace. Jumping cars in LA to Detroit and no one's, like, giving a fuck. It's like a cautionary tales, like, from a movie or something. It's like, you know, we now expect, like, the crazy come-from-behind underdog win where he leads Detroit to a championship, but it's never going to happen. In fact, it's more just a cautionary tale of just not punching your mates in the fucking face. That's karma, I reckon. What do you think? Blake Griffin spazzes out, punches his mate in the fucking head, rearranges his fucking face for him like a cunt, and suddenly, you know, can't get injury-free. He's in Detroit. Yeah, I don't know. Sucked in, Blake. Sucked in. What do you reckon? Unpopular opinion of the day.
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me. I love the reseeding idea. And I'm fucking pissy that the NBA are like, nah, we don't want to do that. Because you could have like Houston versus like the Lakers in the finals. And that would be weird. So, are they the two best teams? Yeah. Then fucking play in the finals. But I love East versus West. I love the All-Star game having East versus West. I just reckon we should fucking reseed the entire goddamn playoffs and be done with it. Just get rid of conferences. I don't care. Just fucking play a completely balanced schedule. If you do it like the NFL, you can keep your divisions if you want, so you can keep it a little bit local. And then, you know, you rotate through divisions. You make sure you play everyone, but you rotate against different divisions, get a balanced schedule that way, and away you go. But yeah, I don't know. Fucking bunch of cowards there in the NBA. Look, we thought we were going to reset the conference finals, but we're afraid. Fuck off, nerds. All right, finally, let's do some Outback Takehouse. What do you reckon about that? Outback Takehouse.
It's Wednesday at Outback, and you know what that means. West Sydney Razorback Ribs cooked by West Sydney Razorback legend, Derek Rucker. That's right, Derek's just over there in the kitchen. Far and away, these West Sydney Razorback Ribs, and they are fucking delicious. Only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take is, it doesn't fucking matter about AD and LeBron versus Shaq and Kobe, because Prime Jordan and Scottie Pippen would beat fucking everybody and anybody in their primes. No matter the era, no matter the comp. Give me MJ and Scotty, and she'll be all she wrote. Apart from maybe Deli and LeBron. Only at Outback.
Yeah, that checks out with me. Give me MJ and Scotty against literally any combination of other players in history, and I'd take MJ and Scotty. All right, let's do some Australian player watch right after this.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Oh, man. Australian Player Watch. So I've been, like, doing the last, I don't know, 25 minutes of this show, like, holding a cup of coffee because I'm in, like, you know, weird different setup studio fucking, which is just like a picnic table in a spare room. With one of the different mics. And then, yeah, look, I'm sorry if this sounds a bit, you know, fucking echoey and a bit shitty. Should be right on Friday because we'll be back at Larry Arm Studios. But at the moment, it's just a bit wonky, you know? That's what you get when you get to the lawn studio. Right, I want to go for a swim. Australian Player Watch, Big Simo Ben Simmons win over OKC. He had 17 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. The 15 rebounds, I think, were a season high. Great shit. 8 assists, 6 of 12 shooting, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, which is pretty important. 1 steal, 2 turnovers, crucial late bucket as well. I don't know if you watched this, but, you know, for all the shit about having fourth quarter woes, he fucking just drove straight into the teeth of OKC. Great layup. Kept them up 4, basically, just as OKC were really threatening. He was a plus 18, so good job, Simo. Son of Bruce, Jonah Bolden, back up with the ones as well. Didn't make the court, but was at least dressed for this game, so that's nice. Good shit on you, Jonah. Jingling Joe Ingles in the win over New Orleans, 22 points in 28 minutes. I mentioned that earlier, but 4 of 5 from 3, 8 of 12 shooting overall. So go with 6 assists, 2 rebounds, and 2 steals. On your Jingles, plus 12 for him. Dante Exum, Kangaroo Kobe, after his big, massive career-high outing the other day, did not play today against the Detroit Pistons. Bit of a rest. Anyway, that meant more time for King Dally of Maribara. First of his name, Smasher of Tims. Shredded against the Detroit Pistons today. 19 minutes, 3 points. Went 1 of 2 from downtown. That's where the three came from. 2 rebounds, 9 assists. 9 assists. He had that in 15 minutes, and then he played 4 more minutes and didn't get back out there, and the Cavs lost. That's what you get, Cleveland. That's what you get. 2 rebounds, 1 steal, 2 turnovers, 5 anti-Strahan bias fouls, but was a best on the Cavs, plus 15. Now, John Beilein, I know you're a fucking college coach, but when a bloke is plus 15 and the rest of your spud team is shitting the bed, maybe get that guy back out there, you fucking idiot. Patty Thrills, Patty Mills in the win over Milwaukee. Hurts Algonquin for the Good Land at 21 points in 23 minutes. He was a gun in this game. 6 of 10 from downtown and also hit all 3 of his free throws. He was amazing. 1 steal, 2 for Patty. Kung Fu thon in the win over the Cavs against King Deli. Mates there. 12 minutes, 5 points, 2 of 4 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown, 2 rebounds, was a plus 7, was pretty good. On your Kung Fu Thon. That's good. I like it when Kung Fu Thon does good stuff. Aaron Bangers-Baines in the loss to the Kings today, 23 minutes, 5 points. Had a rough shooting night, 2 of 7, including 1 of 5 from deep, 1 of which was late. They were down 5. How do you hit it from the corner? I thought the Suns would have won that game, but unfortunately, Bangers missed it. 7 rebounds, 3 turnovers, 4 anti-Australian fouls as well. Nice one. All right, what do we do on Wednesdays? Well, usually we do it on a Tuesday, but it's Wednesday. We didn't do a Tuesday show this week, so how about a bit of a Shane Heal, shoot your shot, light him up, award.
He threw it down! Are you healed? Are you healed?
Praise the Lord, I'm healed.
Praise the Lord, I'm healed, because Carmelo Anthony is the winner of the Shane Heal Memorial Shoot Your Shot, Light 'Em Up Award for this week, because Melo overtook Kobe Bryant with his 17th go-ahead field goal in the final 5 seconds of a fourth quarter or overtime. That's 4 more, 17, than any other player since 2003-04. In the last 20 years, Kobe had 16, so Melo's got 17 now, so that's fucking great. But also, PDX Pete's Portland Trailblazers, 5-3 when Carmelo scores more than 20. Jesus. Averaging 16 points a game at the moment on 14.2 shots. That is some Shane Heal Memorial shoot your shot, light him up award. Right fucking there. 39% from 3. Love it. But also, look, honorable mention has to go to Bojan Bogdanovic, because literally the personification of shoot your shot, light him up award. As mentioned, 35 points, 11-21 from the field, 3-9 from the three-point line, 10-10 from the free throw line, and 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks. Crazy part is, he's the first player in NBA history to do it twice, scoring 25 points and having no other stats. He did it in 2018 when he played for the Pacers. How fucking amazing is that? And the only player in NBA history to score more points without any other stats than Bojan is Allen Houston, who had 37 points without any other stats in 2000. So the absolute personification of just like getting the ball and shooting it, aka shoot your shot, light him up award. Great shit, Bojan. Great shit. All right, Patty Mills, Game Day Baller, Game Day Twitter check-in / inspiration board. And the Patty Mills inspiration board just keeps going and going and going, because it is Patty just tweeting out bushfire information, and it is inspiring as fuck, because that's what Patty does. So last one from Patty was, Victorians in fire zones urged to leave ahead of Friday. The Minister for Police, Lisa Neville, has a strong message for people at risk from the fires in Victoria. Get out ahead of Friday's worsening conditions. He also said, saluting these Aussie heroes and others across the country protecting our nation. Charmaine's crew is Australia's first all-Indigenous, all-female fire brigade, a highly skilled bunch of mothers and grandmothers who can pull a strike team together faster than wildfire. A couple of fucking photos. It is legendary. On your Patty Mills. And then talking about active fire updates, more links of where to, you know, go and donate to the CFA and the RFS. That's legendary. Patty Mills, you are a superstar and inspiring as all fuck. So that's great stuff. On your Patty. As mentioned as well, everyone stay safe, would you? Come on. All right, let's do some game previews and picks.
Game previews. Game previews
brought to you by PlayUp Australia. Go to playup.com.au/NBA Australia. Join up. Get around their NBA specials. It's fucking grouse. They're good. Join up. Throw a couple shekels around, you know. You'd be laughing. Yeah, go on. Do it. I dare you. All right, so let's have a look at tomorrow's game. So we have the Toronto Raptors playing the Charlotte Hornets. And we have the Raptors -3. I'll take the Raptors -3 against Charlotte because Charlotte aren't very good. It's a good one. Miami versus Indy. Oh, that is a great game. I think I like Miami +1. Even in Indy, I think I'll still take Miami.
Yeah,
that sounds good, doesn't it? I feel like they've just got enough chutzpah to go against Indy and go pretty hard. I like that. All right, Wiz at Magic. Ah, it's a Harry Potter Bowl. I fucking love a Harry Potter Bowl. The Wizards are 10-point underdogs despite having just beaten Boston. I mean, Orlando, sure, they're okay and they're pretty good, but +10. This does seem like a game where the Magic just shit pump the Wizards, though, isn't it? Wizards can't keep this up. Give me the Magic -10. I don't like it, but you know, get that on the big jobs. Give me the Magic. Who's up next? We have the Spurs in Boston. Tasty. Celtics are favorited by 6.5 points. I think they bounce back and cover that. So give me Boston -6.5. What else? Dallas hosting the Denver Nuggets. Oh, this is a pretty good one too. Nuggets, 3-point underdogs going into Dallas. I think I'll take Denver. I feel like this might be a bit of a letdown game for Dallas. Luka is all well and good, but they do have a lot of dudes who could probably really sort of throw at a lot of rangy wings, basically, that they could throw at Luka to slow him down, maybe. Houston, Atlanta. Give me Houston -8. I'll take that in a fucking heartbeat. Atlanta, ugh, just gross. Houston, I feel like they've got a big one in them. Chicago at New Orleans. Oh, can you trust Chicago as far as you can throw them? Not really. What about the Pelicans? Neither. I'll take the Pelicans -5. They're at home. The Bulls are on a big road trip, so give me the Pels. Nice one. Knicks at Jazz. Oh, this is going to be the easiest one about of the year, isn't it? Jazz -11.5. I'll take that. Thank you very much. Knicks were just fucking horrible today, weren't they? Who else we got? We've got the Bucks host. Well, going to Golden State. Tricky. 13.5 points. Give me the Bucks. I think they win by about 20. Nice. There you go. All right, so that's tomorrow's games. And Friday, head-to-head, we've got Boston at Philly. I'll take Philly. I just think Philly match up way too well against Boston and will kill them. Cleveland. That's right, Stephen A. Smith. Cleveland at Detroit. Give me the Cavs. I reckon there's a big bounce-back win in them for that. Portland at Minnesota. I'll take the Blazers. I feel like they might just have found a little something-something all of a sudden. And Minnesota, a shithouse. Houston at OKC. That's going to be fun as shit. Houston on back-to-back. I'll take OKC, I think. They're tough as hell. But that's going to be great. Rusty Harden returning to OKC. What a match. Yeah, Houston might be a little bit hype and might crush them. But they are traveling from Atlanta to OKC. It's not a giant flight, but it's long enough. I think I'll just take OKC. Nice. Awesome. That's it for today, you little ripper. And we will be back on Friday with all the usual dumbassery. That's right, we're going to take tomorrow off again. Come on, man. I'm in a makeshift studio on holidays. Got to take a couple of days off. So make sure you follow NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG. We're all over socials all the time, you know that. Get around me, NBAAustralia.com. Check us a rating review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever app you use on your Android phone, Stitcher, Spotify, all that good shit. Go to playup.com.au/NBAAustralia. Join up, get around their NBA specials. Their odds are really good, and so are their payouts, so get around that. playup.com.au/NBAAustralia. Awesome. Also, big thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band House Hats. Their album Running Out of Time is the best Australian album of last year. Also, big thanks to Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinated, Gold Mines, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes you heard throughout the show. Give them all a smash on Bandcamp and Facey. Remember, NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Legendary. Alright, we're going to close out today's show with a brand new Rowdy's record. That's a life hack with Ryan Rowdy Brockoff, and we will catch you on Friday. Friday. TGIF, am I right? You dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying,
later.
there, friends. It's Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff here, back for the latest installment of Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff's Rowdy's Recos, where I, Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff, try to help you live a little bit more of a stress-free life. I mean, after all, I survived playing in the Russian League where I once had a broken bone in my leg, and the doctor simply prescribed me a bottle of vodka and a handful of aspirin, and I had to play the next day. So yeah, I've dealt with ridding myself of my fair share of stress. So, with that in mind, with this week's Rowdy's Reco, it's just, you know, really, really easy. When you've hurt yourself, either playing sport, on the job, mucking around with kids, or just doing stuff around the house, there's a really simple solution. Just take it easy. Yeah, seriously. Look, I know you want to get right back into it, but you just got to chill out a bit and just take it easy. I mean, I've got a fracture in my leg, and all I'm doing is hanging out with my kid and my dog while my wife yells at me every time I try to help out and do the dishes or something. So there you go. It's simple. If you're nursing an injury, you've hurt yourself, or even if you're just sick, the best way to get better is to chill out and not go too hard. Just let yourself, your mind, and your body heal. Okay, so that's our Rowdy Reco for this week. We'll have another one for you next week. Until then, I've been Ryan Rowdy Brockhoff. Keep living your best life. And namaste.